What is going on, everyone? Welcome to yet another episode of the Backyard Bullpen, and we're going to keep the trend going with violent baseball mashers, as this week we are joined by Oklahoma State's Nolan Schubert. And of course, looking at his name, it might look like Schubert, and I've been very guilty of saying Schubert in the past, but we got confirmation that it is Schubert. So we are going to say that right from now on as best we can. But Nolan's got a really cool recruiting story. He was originally committed to Michigan for all 4 years of high school, essentially. And then about 3 weeks before he was set to go to Michigan, Coach Backich left, which, hey, that happens all the time. He's at Clemson now, thriving, and we're happy for him. But, of course, that left Nolan in a very interesting position where he was like, hey, I need to find a new place to go. Unfortunately, he had some very cool connections that led him to making his way to Oklahoma State. And honestly, Oklahoma State is the one who's very fortunate in that situation, because how often do you have a freshman you can just throw into a lineup and immediately have him mash 17 home runs and follow that up with a sophomore season where he hits 370 and hits even more home runs? Now, people tell me all the time I need to keep it professional. My email is stephenshockprofessional at a certain website. I'm not going to fully leak that because I have way too many subscriptions linked to that, but I'm not going to keep it professional. They tell me, hey, you shouldn't be a fan of the players you cover because then you get bias. This dude is impossible not to be a fan of, from his cool lefty swing to just how he is as a person. He just carries himself really well, and I really appreciate that about him. But I'll stop talking about him and let you hear from yourself so you can make the decision. But I certainly think after listening to our 30-minute conversation, you'll be a fan of him too. But before we can get into that, we got to give a thank you to our sponsors. Of course, this is fully sponsored by the Big Donkey brand, where you can get cool college baseball shirts or cool college baseball hats, depending on what your preference, if you want to show your hair, if you don't want to show your hair. But either way, thank you guys, as always, so much for supporting the Big Donkey brand and just tuning into the podcast. I really appreciate it. If you enjoy what you're hearing, make sure to leave a review wherever you're listening. That way I can know what I'm doing well and what I can improve on, because as always, I went to UVA, and Thomas Jefferson always promotes being a lifelong learner. We're never done learning. I'm still in school right now, potentially the school of life. Either way, let's get right into it and hear from Nolan. We have Nolan Schubert from OSU joining us. Nolan, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. It's an honor to be on here and talking with you and getting to talk a little bit about college baseball.
Yeah, well, I appreciate you taking the time out of your day. I know you guys got individuals going on. You got schoolwork going on, too. And you're trying to keep your GPA as high as your batting average, which, honestly, I think that's like pretty close to valedictorian numbers, if I'm being real with you, because it's been insane for you. But how's the fall been treating you?
It's been going well, been working hard as a team, and our guys are starting to look good. We just finished up our inter squads this past weekend, and I'd say it went pretty well for us. We made a trip out to Arkansas, saw that unreal pitching staff, got a little taste of what we need to work on, but it was good. I think it really opened our eyes up and, helped us get a little bit more determined going out through the fall and not being so comfortable facing the same guys. But it's been going well, yeah.
Yeah, and it's always good to get back out there. Having an opponent like Arkansas, you're definitely right. Like, that pitching staff, it's tough, but that's the thing about baseball. If you're comfortable beating the same guys a bunch of the time, it's going to get pretty boring. You got to test out different waters.
Yeah, for sure.
And honestly, back when I was a player, I would much rather lose to someone else wearing a different jersey than win against someone playing the same jersey, because I just got so tired of it. And, you guys have seen enough of each other.
Yeah, playing the same guys, for whatever how many weeks it is in a row gets a little tiring, especially when, say, you have their number, they got your number, and you just constantly hear it in the locker room.
And like during those at bats and during those moments where you're like facing one of those guys, like a guy who always had my number was Jimmy Sullivan. He was an outfielder at UVA. I don't think I ever got him out. I think he only hit doubles off the wall off me. But like that moment of just like, man, I'm going to go have to change next to this guy because his locker was right next to mine like 2 minutes from now. I don't want to see him at the plate. Like, it gets tough. Yeah. It's a grind.
Yeah, for sure.
Now, before we got into playing college baseball for you, or before anyone can get into college baseball, they kind of got to make a decision that they enjoy the game of baseball and, that baseball is for them. So When did you first kind of realize, like, hey, baseball is something I'm pretty good at. I think I could do this at the next level.
Growing up, I was always baseball, basketball, like year round. I did travel basketball too growing up. Not long, but like all the way up through middle school. But I don't think I fully realized that like my potential until I was probably 14 or 15. Like once I started getting those phone calls from schools and getting a little bit of attention before, they changed the rule of what it is now. You can't have any contact. I think I remember I was at my first visit, probably like my ninth grade year, and that's when I originally committed to Michigan. That's when it kind of clicked in my head of like, oh, maybe this is probably could work out for me going, not at college, but hopefully, Pro Bowl and making it to the show, hopefully. That's when it started to click. And after that, it just the workouts and determination towards baseball grew even more.
Yeah, so you have like that moment of, okay, I could do it, but I want to really do it. And so you committed to Michigan in ninth grade. Is that what you said? Or,
The fall or winter of my freshman year,
okay, so you were one of the guys who was like, hey, look, I've committed. I've had a lot of time. And from what I read, you were dead set on it. And then we had a coaching change like right before you got there, correct?
Yeah,
Or
it
right
was
before you would have.
like 2.5 months before like all of us were showing up on campus. That's when they flipped to Clemson.
Yeah, so what was that process like for you? Because, the recruiting process is tough for everyone. You just went through 4 years of, or 3.5 years, however you want to do the math of, I know where I'm going. Oh, wait, now I don't. So what was that process like for you?
It was kind of crazy and hectic. Thankfully, I had a pretty good relationship with Jackson Holiday and Matt Holiday through playing like through the travel ball circuit with Jackson and knowing them. So he'd always send me videos of like the facilities here, and I would always be like, "There's no shot like that. Those are like actual college baseball stadiums." Like, because I was used to Big Ten baseball and northern baseball where it's like not the biggest sport, but then I knew Jackson. Matt was a volunteer assistant, so he was the head hitting guy at the time. And after everything went down and our high school season ended, I got on the phone with Matt and then eventually Josh, the head coach here, and got on a visit, drove down here like the next day, went on my official, and then like a week and a half later, I was like, yeah, I don't think there's anywhere else to go. So ended up committing here. So it's kind of quick, but I absolutely am blessed that, the Lord put this place into my lap for me to go.
Yeah, it's definitely not a bad fallback plan. I wouldn't wish that being the process on anyone because, the uncertainty I'm sure was killer, but you ended up in the right place. Now, you mentioned playing with Jackson Holiday. With his bat and your bat in the lineup, did other teams want to show up? Did like what was that like playing with him?
It was pretty fun just watching him do what he does, which is just mash. And we played in like all like the showcase stuff. So I mean, like, it wasn't too much of like actual tournament ball, but I remember he came up to Indiana my junior year for some like little fall ball team we put together to prepare for Jupiter. So it was like a bunch of local high school guys, which I said local, they're all D1 guys, but we all went down like to Indiana and he came up, and I just remember like that lineup was nuts. Like he was mashing. I had a good weekend. Ike Irish was there from Auburn. He had, he was mashing too. And Brock Porter, who's in the Rangers organization, was there. I mean, it was just kind of, the lineup was kind of nuts, but just playing side by side with him and to see what he's doing in the show now, let alone, is like shit.
Yeah, it's like okay, well, what was in the water? What were we drinking? That is insane. Like I remember my junior year of high school, we played against this team, FTB Chandler. And when I had seen that you played with Jackson Holiday, I was like, okay, that sends me back to like what's the best team I ever played against? And they were not a fun team to play. They had guys like Ryan Mountcastle and Bo Bichette on the team. I gave up like
That's
six
okay.
runs in 2 innings. I was like, okay, whatever. That's what's supposed to happen, you know? Now, getting into college ball a little bit, As a freshman, you hit 338 with 17 home runs, 74 RBIs. Just insane stuff. What was your freshman fall like? Like, was it a smooth transition? Because, again, it was like 3 weeks after you find out you're going to this school, you're there.
It was, I don't want to say easier than not expected, but I came in, you know, fighting for, I knew left field was open, and I came in just like with the mindset, I got to win this spot. And I had a pretty good fall that year, my freshman fall, just, you know, I was just competing in day in and day out. But I remember that my practices leading up to the first inter squad, like we're going pretty well. Like my BP was really good. Thought I was in a good spot. And then I can remember the first day of games we played. And I remember Nolan McLean, who was on my team that year, first I'm on deck behind him. He goes, like, hits ball like 117, 513. And like 513 feet, my jaw dropped. I was like, oh my God, like, what am I getting myself into right now? And then I proceeded to go, like, I think I was like 0 for 4 or 4 Ks. I was like, oh boy. I was like, oh no.
Yeah,
you see. So it's kind of like a tough little transition of like, it was a little bit different than high school. Like, I got to buckle up. And thankfully, was able to, I think I got my first hit like the next day. And it was kind of fighting from there. But I had a decently good fall, but a little bit different transition of workload of you're lifting 3 to 4 days a week. And on top of it, you're playing three games on the weekends and a little bit different atmosphere.
Yeah, and you mentioned being from a place where, you know, baseball isn't necessarily the main sport that people are playing. So what people don't realize is like just the intensity shift of it gets confusing. Like being from Maryland myself, I had no idea what to expect. Just because when people think of Maryland, they think of like lacrosse and football, I think. I don't know what they think of it anymore. But either way, like the shift of like, okay, these people really take it way more serious, or not way more serious, but they have the ability to be out there a little bit more than we're used to.
Yeah, it's kind of like it. I remember freshman year, like I was always used to high school, like, you know, coach has got to get out of work for you to have practice. And then like I'd get a text at like 9 a.m. of like, hey, we're hitting on field at 10:30 or 11. Like, you're there, be there. You know, I gotta be
Yeah,
there.
like, this is a full-time job for me.
Yeah. So that, you know, getting and understanding that didn't take long because I was just kind of thrown right into it. And you're like, you know, you got to figure it out or you're not going to be successful. But thankfully the coaches we had at the time and Matt and all this, you know, older guys, you know, they take you under your wing and are just like, here are the ropes. We're not going to let you drown by yourself or like struggle. Like, we're going to help you along, but you also got to be able to hold your own weight too.
Yeah, I feel like the key to success in college baseball is if you don't think when it's happening, you're going to be better off, because as soon as you think, you lose in this game, from my experience. But it's almost like a rite of passage where you have that 0 for 4 day. You kind of get that moment of like maybe your teammates leave you for the night, let you stew in it a little bit. But having that maturity and that feel the next day to come back and be like, hey, look, that probably sucked, but that's all part of it. You know, that's all part of the game, and we move on and we're better because of it.
No, for
now,
sure.
How would you say, because, you know, from the fall to the spring, your spring was phenomenal. How would you say you adjusted to the college level so quickly?
The end result shows I did really well. There was definitely a couple patches in there where I definitely hit a rough slump that I could vividly remember the questioning of the game and, you know, what was going on. But I think a big help of it was being the freshman. They didn't know what to expect. There's not much film on you. And then the protection that I had around me with Carson Bench, Nolan McLean, trying to think, Rock Riggio. You know, I had all these guys, older guys that they had film on and they were worrying about. So then, you know, I was able to kind of not clean up the mess, but just I was there to get the benefits of it. And they got on base, and that's, you know, reason for the high, you know, numbers there. But I think the help from them and then the coaching staff, and we ended up getting Robin Ventura, who took over Matt's job in the spring. So having another 15-year MLB vet definitely helped, and the mentality of hitting and understanding the game and slowing it down when it gets tough. But I think the process and trusting it and, you know, putting and trusting, you know, the Lord through the process of the struggle is definitely what helped me a lot during it.
Yeah, and I feel like just having that faith of like, okay, something's gonna come around. It can't be this like it I can't be in the dumps for too long. Like that's the way baseball works. Like something's gonna come around. And so you mentioned you had, you know, some low points, but also some high points. Specifically, one I remember greatly was against ETSU. You go for 3 for 3, 3 home runs, 2 of them are grand slams. You finish with 10 RBIs. What do you remember about that game? And were you ever considering maybe like, hey, I know this is 3 home runs. That's great. Why couldn't they have all been grand slams?
No, I think on the second one, on, you know, my last one, I was just kind of like, oh my goodness. It felt like in the box that day, like the ball was a beach ball. And I'm sure all hitters have one day, like they've had a day at the plate where they felt like that, they could hit anything. And, you know, at that time, it just happened to be that day. And we had a nice Oklahoma, you know, O'Braid Stadium win going that day too, which is always nice. But it just everything felt locked in, and that day was pretty unreal after it all went down of my phone blowing up with everybody texting me like what just happened, and I was like I don't know, but no, it was pretty surreal for that to happen.
Yeah, now a performance like that, did that create any superstitions for you? Because I feel like if I had a day that good, even if it were just like living my life now, if I have a good day, I'm like, okay, I got to do everything the exact same again.
I mean, looking at it, not really. I remember like right before that day, I was kind of like on that roller coaster ride I was talking about. Like I was like up and down. And I remember shagging, and I was in left field shagging. I was like practicing my load out there, just trying to lock it in. And I remember this like fifth or sixth year pitcher came up to me and told me to like stop doing that. He's like, stop freaking out. It's a game. Go play like you're 10 years old. Stop freaking out. It was kind of like a reset point of like, yeah, you're right. Like, this is a game at the end of the day. Got to enjoy it and got to love it because once you get caught up in everything else, that's when you lose the love of the game. It was like a reset. And then just so happened to be that that day is when that happened. So it's kind of more like a reset of just like, hey, you know, you're going to have good days, you're going to have bad days. So just remember to trust the process during it.
Look, and shout out to the old guys providing the sage wisdom. We absolutely love to see it. That's
Yes.
one of the best things to come out of COVID. A lot more wisdom gets trickled down because they let more people play.
Yeah, the fifth and sixth years guys came in handy my freshman year.
Yeah, and you know, you're talking about having older guys there for you. No one older and no one more there for you than the old guys. But
Yeah.
moving along throughout your college years, your sophomore season, you go insane again. You hit, I have the numbers here, 370 with 23 home runs, which insane. But notably, 4 of those home runs came in one game against Wichita State. What was going through your head in that game?
Kind of similar to the, you know, the game from East ETSU, but it was more so like start the game is just doing whatever I can to help the team win. That's really when I was going through that stretch, it's all I cared about. Like that's when I started to get to that and not worrying about everything else, like and getting back to the roots of playing for the team. That's where I took off and to start that, and then we had, I think, a 11-run first inning game or first inning, and I hit the first one. I'm like, nice, like, you know, like, cool, sick. And then the second one, I'm like, you know, all right, whatever. And then by the third one, I was like, all right, like, I'm good. Like, we're beating this team. Like, I can be not taken out, but I'm like, I'm good on at bats. Like, we can call this game here soon. I think it was a midweek, and we ended up winning by like 20 or whatever. We just kicked. It was our bats were nuts that day. And then by the fourth one, I was just like, well, I'm feeling good right now. The guy was pumping it. And I think he was like 94, 95 for this late in the game or whatever it was. But I got to two strikes maybe. And then at that point, I was just fighting. And I was just like, and then I hit it. I was like, oh my goodness, I might get over. And I had no idea it was going to be a record or whatever it turned out to be. I was just doing whatever I could to make sure I was on the barrel as much as possible.
Yeah, well, it sounds like if that were not on the barrel, I would be upset as a baseball player because that's like hitting the lottery. But they were all squared up pretty decently. I believe on the fourth one, I tweeted it, thank God this hit an empty seat because it would have gone through a fan. Because off the bat, it was just violent. But having given that freshman year, you hit three home runs in a game. Sophomore year, you hit four. Have you given any thought to junior year, which game you're going to hit five in, or if that's going to happen, or is it just it'll happen? You know, it is what it is.
No, I don't think if a five homer game could ever happen.
That's fair. That's.
I don't want any thought to that. 'Cause as soon as that creeps in, my back shoulder's dropping and I'm going for homers again. But
Yeah, no, it's just back to that. We're the 10-year-old having fun playing the game.
exactly.
Now, one of my favorite places to act like a little kid and play baseball was summer ball. And getting into it, you've had a quite the summer ball experience playing on the Cape the past two seasons, but also playing with Team USA. But I want to talk about the Cape first. So you played with between Chatham and Brewster, Chatham your freshman year, Brewster your sophomore year. What was that experience like for you?
Freshman year was eye-opening. You know, I came off of this hot freshman year start. You know, I was feeling good going into summer ball. And then Cape baseball hit me and slapped me right across the face and was like, whoa, like slow down. Like you need to like back up a minute. And I remember going through the struggle, like the Cape struggle or whatever it is, where and guys told me about it. Like, you know, it's a different, like hitting up there is a little bit different than it is in college baseball. And I figured that out pretty quickly up there. But, you know, I had calls with our head coach here and he's like, you know, you're going to fight through this. This is going to be for the best of you. There's no draft happening this summer for you or next summer. It's like, it's way out ahead. This is all for your experience. And I just remember going through it and looking back at it. You know, like going through it, I hated it because I was struggling in the box. But thankfully, the coaches that we had were trusting me and they had a really good relationship with Josh here. So I was playing quite a bit. But I just remember the struggle. But looking back at it, like it was a huge blessing in disguise of like understanding what I needed to get better at with the wood bat because I wasn't ready with the wood bat yet. I showed. And then the grind of knowing, you know, how to fight with two strikes a little bit better and dealing with bad calls or bad swings and, you know, just dealing with everything that comes with, you know, bad baseball or whatever the struggles are you might face. It definitely helped me going into the next year, going to Brewster and knowing what to expect. And it was more so like a, hey, you don't need to be perfect in the box. Like you don't need to have an ace swing every time. It's just not going to happen. And I remember talking with our Cape coaches up there in Brewster about that. They're like, hey, like you're going to have some ugly swings, but if those ugly swings can get you hits, that's mean you're on base. I mean, I just remember having those conversations. And then the people in both places were unreal. Like the hospitality I had in Brewster was awesome. Met some great guys as, you know, being with good guys from roommates. And then the food in Chatham as a whole is like such a sick town to be in.
Yeah, it's so cool.
I mean, it's absolutely beautiful up there. The food that they have and that like downtown street is really good. And then going to Brewster the next year, my host family was unreal too. I mean, they just Brewster hooked me up on a good host family, and then just the coaches and that, you know, the atmosphere there was pretty unreal.
Yeah, and you mentioned a lot there, but struggling on the Cape, one thing I want to talk about it is it's so strange when you're up there because you're playing on these high school fields. The guys who are umpiring are also barbers when they aren't at the field. They're mailmen, like they're just random guys who, you know, they enjoy the game of baseball. They umpire high school baseball on the side, and they'll do Cape baseball too. So you got guys from with incredible plate discipline. As a pitcher, it's really fun throwing up there. As a weird arm slot guy, it was because most umpires were like, I think it went across the plate. We'll give it to him. It looked weird. But as a hitter, it's definitely not the most fun place to be. And I can't imagine just like being at Wareham's gravel field, like struggling, like, oh, man, what's going on? I can't imagine it because I definitely was there at one point, and
Yeah.
it's not fun.
Yeah, it's a little tough. It's like you gotta get a little, I mean, gritty sounds cliche a little bit because you're playing in the Cape, but it's true. You're playing on these high school fields when you're coming from, like, I was spoiled here with how good our field is and our lights, and then you're going to this high school field that has probably not the greatest lights, or there's a couple of holes in the infield, or the dirt's a little, it's gravel. It's a little bit different, and you're just like, oh great, like I gotta strap in. But it definitely prepares you for your sophomore year if you're going as a freshman or whatever year you may be.
Yeah, did you have a favorite field up there?
I hit the best at Brewster. I did last year, and I did this past summer too. But weirdly enough, like Wareham's, if it wasn't gravel, I like just like how there's random stands in left field for no reason out there.
Yeah, the big football field stands. I really
Yeah.
like the opposing bullpen out there. Like you get the two
Yeah.
tiers, which you can see a lot.
Exactly. I mean, for some reason, I like that, but the mosquitoes and the gravel kind of brought it down. But I'd say Chatham had probably the nicest, in my opinion.
Yeah,
I think that
Chatham's is just
atmosphere, yeah, it's
it's
probably the
so
best
cool.
one.
So historic too. I mean, Freddie Prinze Jr. had a movie about playing there, and there's a reason for that, you know? Now, moving along from playing on the Cape, switching gears a little bit, you also had the opportunity to play with Team USA this summer, which was really cool. What was that like for you?
It was unbelievable. I was blessed to be a part of it and get the phone call following our season and the official invite. But to do that also, like, alongside my teammate Gabe Davis was pretty awesome to experience it with, somebody you're even playing with for 2 years and, growing a good friendship with, and to be alongside him and doing it was pretty unreal. And to play all over North Carolina and to bring in the fans we did, and just playing for your country as a whole, is something that not many people can say. And I definitely, like, was really trying to take every moment in while I was doing it. And that experience will I'll hold, with me forever.
Yes. Did you have a favorite moment playing with Team USA?
The July 4th game that we did against so the freshman team that they set up, that July 4th game we did, we sold out the minor league stadium that we were in, and we ended up walking it off against the freshman team, which was pretty sick on July 4th with, a couple thousand fans and then fireworks going off right after. But that game was pretty nuts. Just like to have stands full for your country, and then let alone you're playing for your country on your country's birthday. I mean, it was like a mixture of just like a lot of, being patriotic type thing.
Yeah, a little bit of a civil war, USA versus USA, but still fun stuff, you know?
Yeah. No, for
Now,
100%.
I won't ask you to pick a favorite teammate from Team USA because I'm sure if any of them hear this, they will send you text messages and be like, hey, come on, man, throw me a bone. But who are you most not looking forward to playing against from Team USA? Like, it's a guy where it's like, okay, when we play against him, it's just not going to be fun. For us, like it was fun being in the dugout with him, sure, but across the field, maybe not.
I already did that this fall with Gekkel, facing him. I did that and he got me on four pitches. But if we had to face Florida's like Jamie Arnold, I would not have fun with that. Watching him dominate was pretty unreal. Honestly, anybody, but like pitching wise, Jamie Arnold was, or Tyler Bremner from UC Santa Barbara. I think that's where he is. That's where he is. Watching those two guys, I mean, it was just like unreal. Jamie's from the left throwing 96, and then he's Bremner's from the right throwing 98 and commanding a changeup at 92, and you're just like, what the heck am I supposed to do against this? So if we had to
Yeah.
face either of those guys, I just would I mean, it wouldn't be the most fun day at the plate, that's for sure.
Yeah, I feel like Jamie Arnold collects thumbs too. Like, I feel like that's kind of his MO. Like, it's not going to be fun and it's going to hurt a little bit too.
Yeah, he doesn't care to throw inside on a lefty. He's going to throw an inside at 97, and he's going to go up and in. And if he just happens to still lose one a little bit more, it doesn't really bother him.
Yeah, he's one of those guys who I've talked to, and he's just, I feel like you could run over his foot with a car and it would not change anything for him. He'd just be like, yeah, that happened, whatever, here's 98. Like,
It
I'll
doesn't
move
matter.
on from it. Now I've taken a lot of your time, so last question before I let you go. This is just a general life question. What makes you happiest? What is it about you? What do you like the most in life?
The simple stuff, just being with my friends and family, enjoying time with them. I mean, you take the game away, but spending time with them and just enjoying moments and hanging out. That's really it for me.
That's a good answer, spending that time together. I feel like that's a great answer. That's the first time I've asked a player that. I think I'm going to keep doing it because I like that answer.
I haven't been asked that one yet. I like that question. What makes you happy?
Yeah, I feel like you've probably been asked about hitting three home runs. You've probably been asked about hitting four home runs. I like to think you probably haven't been asked about five. So, I want to make it fresh because as a player, I never wanted to keep saying the same thing over and over again. Like, I want to share who I am, sure, but I also want to spice it up a little bit.
No, for sure. I like that one for sure.
All right. Well, if it is approved, then I'm going to roll with it. But Nolan, thank you so much for taking the time to join us. It's been great getting to know you and getting to hear more about your story.
For sure. Thank you for having me on.
Of course. And there you have it, everyone. Thank you so much to Nolan Schubert for coming on because, you really don't have to. These players are taking the time out of their day, and I really appreciate that. I remember back when I was a player, I felt like I was busy all the time. I was always late on an assignment or something, or missing a conditioning and needing to be at the field 5 minutes ago or whatever it may be. I was actually pretty punctual. I was horrified of being late to the field. On assignments, I was not punctual. We just found a way to get it done. Either way, we appreciate these guys for taking the time out of their day. And Nolan is just such a fun person to talk to. It was hard to end the Zoom call because I just wanted to keep talking to him and he keep hearing from him because I felt like I learned a lot too, like how to have a simple approach and just remembering. Baseball is a game. It's supposed to be fun. And I loved his points talking about, oh, I was in the outfield doing dry reps on my swing, trying to figure out what was wrong with me. And then I had a 6th-year or 5th-year senior come over and go, dude, this is a baseball game. Relax, breathe, have fun with it. And, if I hit like that, if I could swing a baseball bat like that, if I could hit a backside home run 467 feet, I would be having a lot of fun with it too. I only threw 85 with a lot of sink and a lot of gumption, but if I had more talent, I imagine it would be even more fun. And to be honest, every day I'm grateful that I'm not playing in today's college baseball game where there's guys like Nolan, guys like Drew Burris that, you throw anything to them and then it ends up over the fence and you never see that baseball again. But thank you so much again for Nolan. For coming on. Thank you guys for tuning in to the Backyard Bullpen. This has been a lot of fun. I love getting it started and doing it. And thank you to everyone who supported the Big Donkey brand. Short orders have gone out, and we couldn't be more excited to be bringing you some more fun, new, exciting products as we grow together. If you like what you heard, make sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode or miss a notification of when an episode's going out. You don't always have to listen to it right away. That's the thing. I feel like the notifications on the phone create so much urgency, but we don't have to be in a rush. Some people I know listen to podcasts on 1.5 speed. I opt to listen to podcasts at 0.5 speed. That way I can really soak it all in and enjoy it. I'm kidding. I don't do that. If you do that on this podcast with how slow I talk, you might need to be checked into a psych ward or something of that nature. But either way, thank you guys so much for tuning in. Make sure to leave a rating and review so I know how I'm doing. And we will be back to you next week with another fun and exciting episode.